It took until week 11, but the Broncos are finally getting ready to play the Chiefs, and they started that preparation here Wednesday without their starting quarterback. For the second time this season, Peyton Manning wasn't on the field Wednesday before a game. But considering he had an MRI Monday, he said this was discussed with the coaches and team trainers and shouldn't come as much of a surprise.
You know, that happens with a lot of guys, you know, Champ and Wes, and I don't know if it's an age bracket thing or what. So, you know, those are some of the – I've made a lot of adjustments these past 2 years, you know, at this point in time in my career. And, you know, this is just another one of them. So I think it makes sense, and I think I'll be better for it.
Asked directly if he thinks he'll miss more practice, he said, "I don't think so." Some guys at practice, Champ Bailey and Duke Iheanacho, they both missed Sunday's game in San Diego. Champ hasn't put on pads for a little more than 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see how the week goes and anticipate getting him back at some point, full go and for the games. But yes, great to see him back. And like I indicated before, he's a true professional. I mean, everything he does, the way he conducts himself, is a great example for our football players, for our younger players, to understand what it looks like. And so hats off to Champ and glad to have him back.
Demaryius Thomas wide left by himself. Manning goes to DT down the sideline, and Thomas has it.
This week, it's pretty straightforward. The Broncos offensively are getting ready to face on paper their toughest test of the season so far. It's the league's number one offense against the league's stingiest defense. The Chiefs are best in the league when it comes to points allowed, third down percentage, and red zone percentage, all something Jack Del Rio can appreciate, but will try to beat Sunday night.
If you've got rush, you've got coverage, it goes hand in hand. That's how you play good pass defense. They're doing that. You know, they're getting off on third down. They're forcing turnovers. They have limited people and their ability to move the ball through the air quite a bit. And you know, that's why they're sitting there at 9-0. So having some talent helps. Having some good design helps, and I think they have both.